first indication was when Rudolph got off of a plane on Tuesday morning, and we were coming out the terminal building at Heathrow, and I got a call from the secretary at Sheffield Wednesday saying he definitely won't get a work permit. And then we had a meeting with the club, and we were told they were going to speak to their lawyers and then come back to us around 6 p.m. The indications were that, you know, it's impossible to get a work permit at that point.
What was the immediate reaction from yourself, from Rudy? I mean, he's just had a very successful Gold Cup. To sort of fly back to England and then be landed with that kind of news, what was that like?
It's traumatic, very traumatic for Rudolph. And the thing is, this whole transfer saga for him has been going on since, you know, February, March time, and there's been a lot of interest in him. He thought he had something resolved in March, and that dragged on, and then it got to this point, and he's devastated, really. It changes his whole life.
His child was born in this country, I'm led to believe. Is that correct, Darryl?
That's correct. His child is 2 years old now, and he was born in England. As we all know, he's been playing in England successfully for the last three seasons and two more seasons. And him and his wife be naturalised, and his son would be the UK citizen.
Is there any chance at all of an appeal? That's the first question that everybody asked when this news came out, is what is the appeal process and can it work for him here?
Well, I've had a message from somebody at Sheffield Wednesday today, and I've just been in meetings this morning, and I've had a message from somebody at Sheffield Wednesday today to say that there may be a small chance to get in touch, but I haven't had the opportunity to speak to them yet, so I don't know, you know, what they've been told or what they've heard. I've also had the head of the Jamaican Football Federation leave a message with me, Mr. Captain Burrell, that they're going to speak to the consulate and the High Commission to see what the process and what the procedure would be.
There seems to be an increasing amount of foreign players, Darryl, playing in England. And I just wonder, given that, as you mentioned there, he's played in England for 3 years, he's had a child in this country, is there enough clarity on who can and can't play
football? I think what Greg Dyke has tried to do, I don't think anybody's arguing that, and we can all see that, and everybody wants, you know, more young talent coming through, more homegrown players, more opportunity for them. But I think in the whole process and the whole setting down of the rules and the laws and the regs, this was actually totally overlooked. The situation where a player has already been playing here for several seasons, not one, not two, but several seasons. A player that's made a contribution already in England, getting a new contract to apply for a new work permit. That actual situation was overlooked, and there would only be a handful of those players. And the reality of it is, and also there would be like maybe three, four players outside of the Premier League that fall into that criteria. Those guys are kind of totally dismissed, and that is very annoying. What's also upsetting for me is that Jamaica, and nobody's ever, it hasn't come out publicly, even though I said it, Jamaica is a former Commonwealth country. And when we qualified for the World Cup in 98, and we went to the World Cup, and I was fortunate enough to be part of that squad, afterwards, I got an invite to Buckingham Palace, along with the rest of the squad, to meet the Queen, along with the English squad and the Scottish squad, for our contributions to the island. You know, we were recognised for that. So there's a closer connection anyway as a former Commonwealth country, and just all those things. Former Commonwealth, played in the country for 3 years successfully, captained his club side, son's born in the country, he's already in the system and contributing well within the system. All those things, I find it's a little bit too much to take.
What happens now is, has he had to leave the country?
Yeah, what happened was, because they were so successful in the Gold Cup and they got to the final, his work permit actually runs out at midnight tonight. So he flew in on Tuesday, and even coming in I had calls from customs to make sure that I was there to pick him up, who he was, and to verify everything, because he had to leave the country today anyway. So the idea was he came in, he signed his contract, and he left the country while the work permit process was carried out, and then he would put in the application at his end in Jamaica.
It just seems like a I mean, I don't think many football fans, Darrell, who followed Championship football, perhaps fans in Yorkshire in particular, would have even imagined a scenario like this would be a hindrance for a player like this who has been prominent in the second tier of English football for a while.
I think the thing with Rudolph is he's not only a good player, and he's a good person, and he has a good impression on anybody he's around. So everybody is quite taken aback. And I got a phone call yesterday from a manager at an English Championship club, and it was not Sheffield Wednesday, and he said that he can't believe this situation. And he didn't want to be named at that time, but he may put his name to it and put weight to it in the next couple of days. He just says that he finds it absurd, really, that this situation arises with a player that's already been in the system and has already contributed and is already living in Wetherby and is looking to buy a house at his next club. So he's actually, he's ingrained in the country. It's a number of years, and he's actually going to, well, he would have continued his life here, to be honest.
If it doesn't work out and an appeal doesn't happen or whatever, you mentioned that Wednesday are hopeful on this.
I don't know how hopeful. I got a text message to say there's a small chance.
If it doesn't come off, does he have to look at MLS? Is it Scandinavia again?
I had a phone call from somebody in the MLS when it all started to look like it may not happen, but that actual one isn't going to happen now. But we've been speaking to other clubs. Of course, Scandinavia will be an option, but realistically, it's not the same, is it? It's not the same. You know, this is the place where he wants to be. This is the place where he has been playing. This is the country that, you know, he wants to be in and he's been living in for the last 3 years.